We were just absorbing the news that NBC fired Matt Lauer after 20 years on the Today Show when the news came that Minnesota Public Radio terminated its contracts with Garrison Keillor, former host and creator of Prairie Home Companion, both after allegations of improper sexual behavior at work. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik is catching his breath. Hi, David.
Hey, Robin.
Yeah, it's quite something. Let's start with Keillor. He wrote an email to the Minnesota Star Tribune. We'll post that article. We'll get that at herenow.org. He wrote, "I put my hand on a woman's bare back. I meant to pat her back after she told me about unhappiness, and her shirt was open." I'm picturing one of those curtain shirts that opens down the back. "And my hand went up about 6 inches. She recoiled. I apologized. I later sent her an email of apology. She said she'd forgiven me." Then he wrote, "He heard from the lawyers." What do you make of this?
You know, it's one side of the story.
Right.
And the other side of the story is that the parent company of Minnesota Public Radio, which still has dealings with Keillor, even though he's no longer been the host for about a year of Prairie Home Companion, said that they were terminating all ties and that they would be pulling all of their old episodes featuring him and pulling Writer's Almanac and renaming this, you know, taking a bunch of serious steps here.
Yeah.
We don't know how serious this is. We also know this is a charged moment and that this event might have been dealt with differently in a different age. And maybe that would have been more in scale with what occurred, or maybe that would have been essentially sweeping something under the rug that showed a deeper disrespect for working with colleagues.
Well, people are looking a lot closer at the op-ed that Keillor wrote in The Washington Post yesterday defending Senator Al Franken, who, of course, has been accused of improper conduct. And there was that mock groping photograph of Leanne Tweeden. Keillor wrote, you know, "So Al ogled Miss Tweeden, pretended to grab her. A picture was taken. 11 years later, she's a talk show host. She goes public. There's talk of resignation. This is pure absurdity." It sounds like we're going to maybe have a new voice here. Defending?
Well, look, you know, I mean, it certainly, looking in retrospect at that, it looks different to look at that defense of fellow Minnesotan Al Franken, the senator now. Keillor this morning, I'm told by a friend of mine, he forwarded this, that this morning on Writer's Almanac, Keillor wrote, read aloud a poem about a bear. "Bear is chasing me through a meadow. I'm running as fast as I can, but he's gaining on me. It seems he's always gaining on me." And then at the end of the poem, he says, "We both know you're not going to catch me. All you can ever do is chase me. So think about it. Why bother?" In this case, if this was something Keillor already knew about, it looks like the bear caught him.
Well, either that or, as he said in his defense, this isn't me. As everybody knows, I was the stone statue on that show. I never hugged anybody. So who knows? But Matt Lauer, this news was announced by Today co-host Savannah Guthrie, who was in tears, and apparently the staff had just found out. NBC chair Andrew Lack said there was a complaint of sexually inappropriate behavior at work and added, "It's the first in 20 years at NBC News against Lauer, but we were presented with reason to believe it may not have been isolated." They tied that firing to a woman coming to them on Monday, but now reports have surfaced that other outlets, Variety, The New York Times, have been doing investigating for weeks. Did NBC know?
What I'm told is that NBC was aware that the New York Times and that Variety had been doing reporting, in part because they had heard about it from some of the women and colleagues that those news outlets had contacted, but that neither Variety nor the New York Times had yet been in touch formally with the networks to say, "Here's some specifics we want to talk about. We need some comment." So they had not been formally notified of the stories by those outlets. They weren't sure, you know, in what form those stories would take, or even if 100% of those stories would ever see the light of day.
Look, Garrison Keillor wrote in that email to the Star Tribune, "Well, you know, I've had a great run, you know, and so be this." He's denying it, and so be it. I've had a great run. But what about Lauer? Do you think this is the end of his career?
It would appear to be shattering. You know, people resurface. America is the home of the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth chances in life. Scandal certainly didn't stop Donald Trump from entering the White House. And there are accusations, I might add, outstanding against him from multiple women who came forward by name. And that hasn't seemed to have prevented the president from wanting to go about his business. But, you know, Matt Lauer was in some ways the most important figure on NBC News.
Right.
He was paid over $20 million. He led the most important show for its finances. And I don't think we're going to be seeing him in mainstream TV anytime soon.
That show made a couple hundred million and paid for the news. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, thank you so much.
You bet.